You have power. The power to save lives. The power to defeat illnesses. The power to use games for good. You can be a hero for local sick and injured kids through Extra Life, a 24-hour gaming marathon that supports a local Children's Miracle Network hospital in your community. Join 50,000 gamers from all across the world as we battle the enemy, illnesses, and injuries facing local kids.
Play games! Heal kids!
Find out more at extra-life.org.
Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers. Lose the wizard hat. And ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Ken Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of DK Podcast Gaming. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
And if you haven't, go back and listen to the comics episode that went up yesterday. It broke me a little bit inside.
I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah, well, you should be, I guess. Let's throw ahead and thank our sponsors. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from the past so you can look rad today with free shipping on all orders within the U.S., plus great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. And if you're a fan of Sega, Nintendo, RoboCop, Dragon Ball, something in between, if you're an 80s or 90s kid, you'll love it. Find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly, your destination for new and used video games, now with new membership options for everyone, including Elite plans, so you always get the newest game, and a budget plan to help you save some cash. Plus, their store now carries, Justin, what does their store now carry?
Legos!
Yes, Legos. Gamefly has thousands of titles you can keep as long as you want without worrying about those pesky late fees, and when you're done, just pop it in the postage paid envelope and put it in the mailbox, and you'll get a new one in a few days. Or pay a lot less than those in-store prices and keep it forever. They will send you the case, anything that came with the game. It's like getting a brand new game, but someone else took the wrapping off for you. Sign up for a free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com. Going to be talking about Extra Life. That's coming up at the end of the month, September 24th and 25th. More on that in a bit. First, hey, Chad.
Yo.
What you been up to lately?
Oh, I did a thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Demo Derby!
For this month, I demoed the game Deadly Days. Now coming to PlayStation. This lovingly crafted roguelite is a delightful 8-bit romp in a zombified city. You control a bunch of survivors as they have to complete missions, find supplies, locate the source of the zombie plague, and stop it! There's a fun sense of humor to the demo, which is on full display when a traitorous zombie teaches us how to play the game, which involves killing zombies.
Ooh.
So, that's nice, I guess. And so you learn about mission objectives, exploration, how the HUD works, and the like. And the demo includes two missions. If the second mission is any indication of how crazy things will get in the latter part of the game, it will be too insane for my poor, fragile mind.
Mm.
So, the hamburger-making factory is cranking out corrupted burgers, and the local burger joint is serving them. Zombies result. And no joke, it's like there are cows on a on what's the line, you know, getting moved around.
A conveyor belt?
Yes, thank you. cows standing on a conveyor belt, and like then there's another conveyor belt with lettuce. And comes down, and so they go both go into the same box, and then the cow comes out, and there's a bit of lettuce on its back, and then it goes to another one, and then there's a bun, and then it goes to another one, and it comes out as a hamburger.
Would you say that they are being moved?
Yes, I absolutely would. I wouldn't say it quite as gleefully as you just did, but I would certainly say it.
Come along, Timmy. We'll go to the killing floor. That's actually a misleading name. It's more of a grate where juices can fall through.
So, You start out, it's just yourself and one other survivor. You know, we all have gifts for survival, right?
Yeah.
My guy's gift was murderer. So we begin the first mission with a pretty simple plan. Get food, get other supplies, find any survivors, get home, that kind of thing. And each mission, it seems, is going to take place in a particular part of the city that's kind of walled off, so it's its own little mini map to explore. And there are a series of tasks to complete, and then you get to explore the map to complete them. It's pretty slick. I mean, the 8-bitness of the whole thing's pretty charming. The controls worked well. I assume the game throws less at you right at the very beginning of the actual game to let you kind of figure out where, you know, all this information on screen, because there's a fair bit of it. But I could be wrong about that. Missions are frenetic, but in a good way. Like, you never feel like you lose your players in the hordes of zombies, but it also doesn't let you take it too slowly. So, well, I guess you could take it slowly, but it's got a timer. And it's not that you have this long to complete the thing. It's that the timer moves the days forward. And the more days that go by, the more the difficulty goes up in the game. So if you lollygag too much, you're probably going to be ill-prepared for the coming horde. Now, is this a game for Geek Cave Chad? No, not really. It has a pick-up-and-play quality to it that does resonate with me, because it seems like you could just save any bloody time you want, be like, yeah, I'm good right now, and just be done. And there's a lot of cool abilities, and we only get a hint at the game's complexity there. And while I could see myself playing with it for a bit, I don't see myself playing it to completion. But it's a fun distraction. I definitely recommend the demo. At the end of the day, though, it's just the demo for me.
Okay. All right. Justin, do you have anything?
Unfortunately, this month I was unable to find a new game to review. It just the stuff in the Gamefly queue wasn't anything for me.
I hear you.
Hey, I heard you played that Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Not yet, but I'm going to. It's in my queue. But I do have a wide breadth of knowledge that I think is useful to gamers, so I've been going through Reddit's subreddit Ask Games to find questions that I think need answered, and a little segment I like to call
Ask Justin. The Geek Cave podcast and its associates, including Justin, do not condone the advice given in this segment.
Thank you, Nigel. So this month's question is, what is a fast-paced PS4 game for cardio? Well, it took me a while, but I think I found just the right one. Shinra Kagura Burst Renewal. It is one of the most iconic games for the PS4 that highlights sexy and adult-themed content.
Yep.
And if you know how to handle your joystick, wink, your heart rate will be elevated in no time.
I have played that game.
Ooh. No wonder you've been looking so fit and trim lately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not why. Yeah, it's essentially Dynasty Warriors, but with waifus.
Huh.
There you go. That's a good suggestion, Justin.
Wait, what?
No, it was good. It was good. That's what I'm saying.
Is this what praise feels like?
It's affirmation. It's affirmation. Praise is a little bit much.
I'll take it. Yeah. I will take it.
Before we move on, I've got several reviews. Does anyone else have any reviews for this month?
I only wish I did.
Okay.
I mean, I did play Immortals Phoenix Rising, if you'd like to hear my take on it.
Sure. I mean, we've had everyone else's.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good. Extra Life 2021 is coming up, gentlemen.
Yay!
September 24th and 25th. Hosted in beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana, and also around the world on the internet, on the interwebs. We have a couple of Twitch channels, twitch.tv/DeepCavePodcast and DeepCavePodcast and then the number 2. Also, you can follow along on our social media, facebook.com/DeepCave. And if you are unfamiliar, every year we participate in Extra Life to raise money for Children's Miracle Network hospitals. We've been doing it for a number of years now. Every year we break our goal. You have no idea how much that means to us. this little podcast in the Midwest, to be able to break our goal consistently is just, it's super humbling. Now, this is an effort that raises money and awareness for 170 Children's Miracle Network hospitals. They provide 32 million treatments each year to kids across the U.S. and Canada. So where does your money go? It goes toward things like covering for medical expenses, for funding life-saving research, and even something as simple as like providing some video games or some toys for the game rooms that a lot of these children's hospitals have. I had a sister who, she was treated by a CMN hospital when I was in middle school, and they did their absolute best to make things comfortable for her and for the family, and you have no idea how much it sucks to be a kid in the hospital. If you're in the hospital, that's a bad time. If you're a kid in the hospital, it's so much worse. It's so much scarier. So anything we can do to kind of alleviate that burden, we do. And we've got a big number of prizes. One of them, Justin, I wanted to talk to you about. You are offering sketches for people who donate $40 or more.
Yes, this is correct.
All right. So what's the criteria there?
If you donate $40 or more and you want a sketch, it is completely optional. Reach out to us and tell us what comic book or cartoon character you want. I will do my best to do it in a fashion that is recognizable as said cartoon or comic book character. Nothing risque. Let's keep it kid friendly, if as it were.
Yeah, kid friendly.
Yeah. Now that being said, if the character in question has a, you know, a standard outfit that is risque, that's fine, but not them doing anything.
Right. Artist discretion.
Yeah. Not that I'm opposed to anything like that, but it's for the kids, so I kind of want to keep it PG.
Yeah. That's fair. And he does good work. I know that Justin's done like some Acme blueprints for Chad. I've got a sketch of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch in my laundry room. It's great. He does really good work. I've never heard a single person complain about the sketches that I've delivered. So if that tells you anything or kind of encourages you to donate, and you can donate right now, even though the marathon isn't until September 24th and 25th, go to deepcavepodcast.com, click on the Extra Life link. And so I just figured maybe we could take a couple minutes and talk about why we've been doing this for so long, how much it means to us. Y'all know my story. I went into it a little bit. I lost my sister Priscilla when I was in eighth grade. She was 18 months old. She had cancer. And I thoroughly believe that the care she got at Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital in St. Louis, which is one of the hospitals we're playing for, I truly believe it prolonged her life. And I also believe that it really helped. I don't think soften the blow is the right word, but they were kind, they were compassionate, and these are people that really care about your kids. And I know that both of you guys could attest the same.
Yes. Normally, this is where I would make a smart-ass comment, but when my son was born, he had a lot of issues in those first 6 months. And we ended up at Cardinal Glennon in St. Louis, and he was diagnosed with asthma, and they got him on a treatment plan and everything, and he's doing a lot better. I know things could have been a lot worse, and there are kids in there with far worse issues than asthma. But as any parent can tell you, when you don't know what's wrong with your kid and they're clearly having problems, it's frustrating, it's heartbreaking, you lose sleep over it. But I've never been unhappy with the treatment that he's gotten at Cardinal Glennon. We still do regular checkups with them. They work with us on scheduling and all that stuff. And it's an amazing organization that the Children's Miracle Network hospitals provide.
Yeah, my regular job involves occasionally having to go into hospitals, visiting in crisis situations. Children's hospitals are always in the top 10% of places to be for great care. So Children's Miracle Network's making those places that much better.
And of course, we wouldn't ask you to donate without giving you something in return. And while we can say thank you, and we really do mean thank you, we want to go a little bit beyond, so we've been partnering with our sponsors for a number of years to provide some great prizes, including the sketch from Justin. If you donate $40 or more, we are giving away a $50 gift card, your choice, to either Amazon, PlayStation Network, Nintendo eShop, or Game Pass Ultimate. There's a DC Animation Bundle, digital codes to Batman The Long Halloween Part 1 and Justice Society World War II. I watched the JSA movie not that long ago. Really, really good. Also, Deep Cave branded power banks and hockey pucks. We've got some merch, and we don't sell our merch, we give it away, so that'll be going to some lucky donors. Limited Run Games providing a physical copy of Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game for the Nintendo Switch. It's a really fun brawler. I'm pretty sure we're going to have an episode of Retromantics on that really soon, but it's a beat-em-up. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up in the style of the Turtles games, Final Fight, that kind of thing, Streets of Rage. If you like Scott Pilgrim, you'll like the game. If you like beat-em-ups, you'll like the game. It's really well done. Also, Genki providing a Shadowcast. This is a unique streaming and capture device. One end plugs into your console, the other plugs into your laptop or PC, and just like that, you're doing game capture, and you can stream to Twitch or YouTube or anything else that easy. Also, Shirtosaurus, one of our original sponsors, they're giving us a shirt of the winner's choice. We will be contacting you. If you want a prize, of course, be sure to let us know who you are when you donate, and we will try to contact you if you win. And finally, Microsoft providing an Xbox Series S console. These things are only just now starting to show up in the wild. As you know, it's been really hard to get your hands on a next-gen video game console. We're going to give one of these things away thanks to Microsoft. And here's the best part, guys. This is the part that blows everyone's mind. No minimum donation required. You can donate a buck and you'll be in the drawing. You can donate $1,000. And if you do, Chad has repeatedly volunteered that we will play whatever the heck game you want to throw at us.
As long as we can find it.
Yep, as long as we can find it. And every donation in between is appreciated because 100% of it goes straight to CMN hospitals. We don't see a dime. We don't want your money. We want your money to go to a really good cause. And that would be Extra Life and CMN hospitals. And Extra Life's been around since 2008. $87 million raised by gamers for children's hospitals. Let's see if we can break 100 this year. Okay. That's the sales pitch out of the way. Now let's bring it back up. Let's talk about some games, good and bad and everything in between. Let's start with the low point. So, do you love gorgeous artwork?
Yes.
Do I ever?
Do you love interesting and unique storytelling and worlds full of dangers?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Yeah, well, you probably should avoid Seed of Life anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. In Seed of Life, you play a girl named Cora who must embark on a quest to help her grandfather from giving his life to revive the seed, which apparently is like some kind of earth tree MacGuffin. It's a key to restoring your world after some aliens ruin the environment. Venture anywhere outside of a safe zone, though, and your health starts dropping because of the darkness that surrounds the globe. Now, your only chance at survival is a resource known as Lumium, which is apparently a catch-all type of magical element. It can boost your speed and your health and da-da-da-da-da. But you usually have to go through this kind of cycle where you explore your world to find these little, what they're called, petals. Like, think flower petal, but metal. Petal metal, right? And then that unlocks computerized towers and doors that in turn unlock force fields that allow you to collect more Lumium ad nauseum. So all that sounds great. Go ahead.
Just to interrupt, somewhere in my guitar pedal collection, I have a metal pedal. It's really great for Metallica, and mm-hmm. you know, if you turn the game down, it's good for AC/DC. Is that something
I would keep that away from this game.
Okay.
So all of what I just said sounds well and good, but the game suffers from what I call a severe case of FIOA, which stands for figure it out, asshole. You see, Cora has like a type of compass on her back, and that points to the direction of your next goal, but your way to that goal is anything but well-defined. I died a lot, It's normally fine in a game about exploration, but when you literally choke to death seconds after you leave a checkpoint, it is no longer fine. Now, I'm not new to video games. I don't know if you know this, but I kind of play them all. It's one of my things. This game suffers from FIOA, figure it out, asshole, in two ways. One, I feel like an asshole for dying so many times because I can't find where the game developer wants me to go. And once I do, I feel like an asshole because it took me so long to get there. The game in its current form on Steam, and I wrote a review up and it's up now at dkpodcast.com, it only lets you have one ongoing save file at a time. It autosaves, and there's only one save file. So imagine my surprise. Imagine my delight. Imagine my perpetual boy when I inadvertently went the wrong way, managed to unlock an ability that I wasn't supposed to have yet, and didn't have enough metal pedals to unlock the ability that I was supposed to unlock in order to progress in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I could no longer play. I could not progress. I had to quit and start over. You want to know how far in I was?
About half.
6 hours.
Oh.
And while the visuals are really pretty and the world is an interesting one, it's hindered by what I call... I'm being generous here when I say the voice acting is wooden. I don't dislike the actress who plays Cora, for example, but her performance could have benefited from some additional takes on certain lines, or really any take more than one. The other characters are not any better. The pace is slow. The plot is... just watch the Geek Cave plays on it, and you'll see what I'm talking about for the voice acting. There's one point where this character tells her, look, if you find more of these things, these MacGuffins, you can explore more. And then she stands there for a second. You mean I will be able to venture past the darkness? Yes.
Okay.
It's a shame because this feels like there's something there, but I can't recommend Seed of Life until it gets... until it gets updated. We've got 40 minutes of gameplay on our Deep Cave Plays on YouTube right now. Watch that before you decide to do anything remotely close to trying this game out.
You all right there, buddy?
Yeah. Okay.
In with the good air. Out with
out
the bad
is the bad.
Bring in the love.
And now is the kiss of life.
Let's talk about another game I played. So, do you guys like the X-Men?
Yes.
Okay, you like the concept at least?
Concept's good.
Okay. Do you like anime?
Yes.
Concept's good.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you combine anime with the X-Men with the gameplay of games like Bayonetta... and you throw in more plot twists than you can shake a George R. R. Martin at, you got Scarlet Nexus, which Chad did on a demo derby a while back.
Oh, yeah. Scarlet Nexus.
Yeah. So we also have a Deep Cave Plays of this up right now on our YouTube channel. And I had a real good time with this. Got this as a birthday present. And you have two protagonists, one male, one female. In order to get the full story, you need to play as both. So I would recommend that you... oh, by the way, this game features multiple save files!
Now, why would you need that?
Yeah, why would you need that? But I would recommend you just kind of play them in tandem. You know, like play as one, then switch, and then play as the other, and then keep up that way. Because I'm 40 hours in, and I'm still not done with the first characters. But that being said, I'm having a good time. I've been, you know, chaining together combos. You can combine your abilities with other people's. So instead of just being a telekinetic, you can also be a telekinetic who lights his sword on fire and has a force field. That kind of stuff. The enemies are what I could describe as like body horror meets zombies. You know, Chad can agree with that. And I will say that the demo is kind of a little unfair because it doesn't really explain a lot. But then again, they don't explain a lot for your inventory either. It's not a really good system for the inventory. I will say that jelly is a healing thing. It's like health potions.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. So there's like light jelly, medium jelly. all jelly, heavy jelly.
Grape jelly?
Sure.
I prefer jam.
So the jelly gets you out of jams.
Yes, the jelly gets you out of jams. I really like your whole crew. There's not a... Okay, there is one character I hate, but he's not part of my team. But, you know, the story is... I mean, don't expect anything that's going to win Oscars or anything. It's an anime storyline. There's a lot of plot twists. There's a lot of surprising character deaths. More than once, I put down my controller and went, what the f... after it happened. But it kept me engaged. Scarlet Nexus is a fun time. And as long as you don't take it too seriously, I think you'll enjoy yourself, especially if you like the hack and slash Devil May Cry or Bayonetta style gameplays. With just a little bit of sprinkling of teenage anime angst. Right. So, Kent.
It was created by a madman. Ignored and rejected. Every week it grows. We cannot kill it, for it does not live. Step fast and be wary, or you may fall victim to... Darren's Pile of Shame.
Well, gentlemen, there comes a time in every young man's life where he gets a game on sale on Steam, not knowing anything about it, other than that, wow, this looks like another game I'd really like. And then proceeds to love the ever-loving F out of it. That's right. Today's pile of shame's a good one. We're talking about Forgone, which
took a turn I was not expecting.
This took a turn. Yeah, it's you've heard of Dead Cells?
Yes.
If not, go back and look it up. It's basically a side-scrolling Metroidvania type game, pixel art, gorgeous pixel art. And boss battles that will make you really, really angry, but then you immediately want to go back and fight that stupid thing again after you die. It's like Dead Cells or Dark Souls-ish, but not as punishing. The gameplay does allow you to be a little bit more more free in exploration and experimentation. Essentially, you play a genetically modified super soldier called an Arbiter. And your job is to kill all these monsters and restore this world by defeating something called Project Hera, which think of a giant phoenix, but as a skeleton. I don't really want to say too much more about the story. There are a few twists and turns. There's some revelations, and you probably know 5 minutes in what some of the revelations will be, but I really do think that you should play this game. The combat is solid. You get a number of different weapons to choose from, including my personal favorite, the gunchucks.
The what?
They are nunchucks that shoot bullets. You thought Squall's gunblade in Final Fantasy VIII was weird? Hold my beer.
Okay.
Yeah. You get some great teleportation and healing abilities, and it's really customizable what you can do for your character. You can upgrade all this stuff. Now, the problem is, really, the story is kind of never really highlighted. You find some lore here and there. There's a little bit of voice acting, but for the most part, it's gameplay first. The good news is it's solid, and it is really addictive. A lot of side-scrolling, a lot of experimenting for, you know, how do I get to this particular treasure chest? How do I kill this particular bad guy? But it's just friendly enough to newcomers where I think you'd probably have a good time, even if you don't play video games that often. So Forgone is definitely one you should check out, and it's available on most gaming platforms right now. Be like me.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
Darren had a good time.
I had a good time.
Darren.
Yay. It was about time. Next month, as our next episode will be our Extra Life episode. So I'm trying to figure out what I'll be playing during my shift, as well as what we'll be playing during Deep Cave Live, in addition to what next month's review will be. But I'm pretty sure, since that episode will go up in October, might be time to dig into something a little bit spoopy, if you will.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
I will not play Colonial Marines.
No, I would never make anyone play Colonial Marines.
Unless somebody donates $1,000.
You donate $1,000, I will go to GameStop right now. I guarantee they've still got it.
They've got multiple copies of it.
That's what they use to like build the toilet.
They use that to underneath the wobbly desk chair.
And who cares about the milk crate challenge? How about the Colonial Marines challenge? All right.
It's worse.
It's worse. All right. If there's nothing further, then for Chad, for Justin, for Kent, I'm Darren. Thanks a lot for listening to the gaming segment. Be sure to go back and listen to the comic segment and come back tomorrow for the movie segment. And of course, don't forget about our stuff on YouTube, Retromantics and Geek Cave Plays, our other podcasts, including TLDR, You Want Me to Watch What? And maybe some more surprises on that coming down the pike. Ooh. And above all else, be sure to support our Extra Life effort, geekcavepodcast.com. Click on Extra Life 2021 at the top of the page. Give to any of us. Give to all of us. It doesn't matter, as long as you help us raise money to help sick kids. We'll see you next time. Remember, everyone's a geek for something.